Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldhar, and today Masechet Shavuos Daf Test, the first Perek Shavuos Shtayim. So the three Dafs are going to focus on number one. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda said that the Siri Ragoim and the Siri Rosh Chadashim brought from the Musaf on those days atoned for Tumas Mikdash Kadoshav, where he had no awareness, neither before nor after his transgression. Shmuel explains Rabbi Yehuda's source regarding the Siri Rosh Chadashim. The Pasuk says, Usir Izim Echad L'Chatas Hashem, and one goat for a chatas for Hashem, implying that this Siri atones for a chet Shein Makirbo El Hashem, a sin that no one but Hashem knows of. The Gemara said this expression was already darshan by Reish Lakish, who explained why the Torah says L'Hashem specifically for a Siri Rosh Chadashim. Amar Kosh Baruch Hu. Kosh Baruch Hu said, Sir Zeh Yehe Kaparo Shema'atasi as Yareach. This goat shall be an atonement for me that I reduced the moon during creation. It answers that the Torah could have taught Reish Lakish's drasha by writing all Hashem for Hashem. By writing L'Hashem, which carries the connotation of to Hashem, it teaches that it atones for sins known only to Hashem. Still, because the Torah did not simply write Chatas Hashem, Hashem's Chatas, but L'Hashem, we can also derive Reish Lakish's drasha. Point number two, the Gemara asks, when Rav Yehuda said that the Siri Ragoim and the Siri Rosh Chadashim atone for Tumas Mikdash HaKadoshav, where there is no awareness, neither before nor after, Hanimil Bechet She'ein Sofel Yodea, is this only for a sin which is not destined to become known? Avachet She'sofel Yodea, but a sin which is destined to become known, meaning someone saw him become Tameh and entering the Mikdash and I'll tell him, Kemushiesh Yodea B'sof Tami, is considered like one which has awareness at the end, which is atoned by the Sira Nasa B'chutz together with Yom Kippur? Or does Rebbe Yehuda hold even regarding a sin which is destined to become known, now at least it's a sin that no one but Hashem knows of and is atoned for by the Siri Ragoim and the Siri Rosh Chadashim? Gemara quotes a brisa in which Rebbe Yehuda says, these Sirim even atone for a chet shesofu yodea. And point number three, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon said that although he agrees with Rabbi Yehuda regarding what Siri Ragoim atoned for, he holds that Siri Rosh Chadashim atoned for a Torah person who ate Tamei Kadshim. Roshai says that Rabbi Shimon's source is the Pasuk, Mosan Nasan Lahem was Lases as Avon Aeda, and he gave it to you to bear the sin of the congregation, which he explains to refer to the Seer Rosh Chodesh brought on that day. He derives the Gezer Shava, Avon Avon, from the Tzitz, which is Meratzah, meaning makes acceptable a carbon which is brought in a state of Tumah. Just as the Tzitz is only Meratzah on Tumah's Basar, the Tumah of the carbon's meat or blood, rather than a tummy person, so too the Siri Rosh Chadashim only atone for Tumas Basar, meaning a Tahur who ate tummy meat of Kachim. We do not say their Maratz on Karbanas brought in a state of Tumah because the Pasuk says they atone for Avona Eda, the sin of the congregation, demonstrating that they atone for people's sins. The Gemara proceeds to derive that each of these does not also perform the atonement of the other. So once again, the three points are number one. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda said that the Siri Ragoim and the Siri Rosh Chadashim brought from the Musaf on those days atoned for Tumas Mikdash Kadoshav, where he had no awareness neither before nor after his transgression. Shmuel explains Rabbi Yehuda's source regarding the Siri Rosh Chadashim. The Pasuk says, Usir Izim Echad L'Chatas Hashem, and one goat for a chatas for Hashem, implying that this Siri atones for a chet Shein Makirbo El Hashem, a sin that no one but Hashem knows of. The Gemara said this expression was already darshan by Reish Lakish, who explained why the Torah says L'Hashem specifically for a Siri Rosh Chadashim. Amar Kosh Baruch Hu. Kosh Baruch Hu said, Sir Zeh Yehe Kaparo Shema'atasi as Yareach. This goat shall be an atonement for me that I reduced the moon during creation. It answers that the Torah could have taught Reish Lakish's drasha by writing all Hashem for Hashem. By writing L'Hashem, which carries the connotation of to Hashem, it teaches that it atones for sins known only to Hashem. Still, because the Torah did not simply write Chatas Hashem, Hashem's Chatas, but L'Hashem, we can also derive Reish Lakish's drasha. Point number two, the Gemara asks, when Rabbi Yehuda said that the Siri Ragoim and the Siri Rosh Chadashim atone for Tumas Mikdash Kadoshav, where there is no awareness, neither before nor after, Hanimil Bechet She'ein Sofel Yodea, is this only for a sin which is not destined to become known? Avachet She'sofel Yodea, but a sin which is destined to become known, meaning someone saw him become Tameh and entering the Mikdash and I'll tell him, Kemushiesh Yodea B'sof Tami, is considered like one which has awareness at the end, which is atoned by the Sira Nasa B'chutz together with Yom Kippur? Or does Rabbi Yehuda hold even regarding a sin which is destined to become known, now at least it's a sin that no one but Hashem knows of and is atoned for by the Siri Ragoim and the Siri Rosh Chadashim? Gemara quotes a brisa in which Rabbi Yehuda says, these Sirim even atone for a chet shesofu yodea. And point number three, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon said that although he agrees with Rabbi Yehuda regarding what Siri Ragaim atoned for, he holds that Siri Rosh Chodashim atoned for a Tara person who ate Tamei Kadshim. Roshai says that Rabbi Shimon's source is the Pasuk, Mosan Nasan Lahem was Laseis as Avon Aeda, and he gave it to you to bear the sin of the congregation, which he explains to refer to the Siri Rosh Chodesh brought on that day. He derives a Gezer Shava, Avon Avon, from the Tzitz, which is Meratze, meaning makes acceptable a carbon which is brought in a state of Tumah. Just as the Tzitz is only Meratze on Tumah's Basar, the Tumah of the carbon's meat or blood, rather than a Tami person, so too the Siri Rosh Chodashim only atone for Tumah's Basar, meaning a Tahur who ate Tami meat of Kachim. We do not say that Meratze on carbon is brought in a state of Tumah because the Pasuk says they atone for Avon Eda, the sin of the congregation, demonstrating that they atone for people's sins. The Gemara proceeds to derive that each of these does not also perform the atonement of the other. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Tes, and our standard Siman is a teapot because of the T sound in Tes and teapot, and also because a Tes sort of looks like a teapot. So here goes. The waiter pouring tea from a teapot shaped like a small moon and inscribed Lashem for the Kohanim, eating the Seir Rosh Chodesh, while a man who was Sopo Yodei of his Chet sitting nearby was unaware he was getting kapar from it and from the Siri Ragalim, spilled the tea in shock when a Tahru ate Tamei Kadshim entered the room and insisted the Seir Rosh Chodesh was Mechaper for him. So once again, slow motion. The waiter pouring tea from a teapot. Teapot? That must be more on Daf Tes. The waiter pouring tea from a teapot shaped like a small moon and inscribed Lashem for the Kohanim, eating the Seir Rosh Chodesh, which reminds us, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda said that the Seir Ragaim and the Seir Rosh Chodashim brought from the Musaf on those days atoned for Tumas Mikdash HaKadoshim, where he had no awareness, neither before nor after his transgression. Shmuel explains Rabbi Yehuda's source regarding the Seir Rosh Chodashim. The Pasuk says, V'sir izim echod l'chatas Hashem, and one goat for a chatas for Hashem, implying that this Seir atones for a chet she'ein makir bo el Hashem, a sin that no one but Hashem knows of. The Gemara asks that this expression was already darshan by Rish Lakish, who explained why the Torah says Lashem specifically for a Seir Rosh Chodesh. Rish Lakish darshans this expression to say, Amar Kosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, Seir ze ye kapar al shim ma'atas yez yireach, this goat shall be an atonement for me that it reduced the moon during creation. So the waiter pouring tea from a teapot shaped like a small moon and inscribed Lashem for the Kohanim, eating the Seir Rosh Chodesh, while a man who was Sofa Yodea of his chait sitting nearby was unaware he was getting kapar from it, and the Seir Ragalim spilled the tea in shock when a Tahru ate Tamei Kadshim entered the room and insisted the Seir Rosh Chodesh was mechaper for him, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon holds the Seir Rosh Chodesh atone for a Tahru ate Tamei Kadshim, which is derived from the tzitz. So once again, the waiter pouring tea from a teapot shaped like a small moon and inscribed Lashem for the Kohanim eating the Seir Rosh Chodesh, while a man who was Sofa L'Yodei of his chait was sitting nearby was unaware he was getting kapar from it, and the Seir Ragalim spilled the tea in shock when a Tahru ate Tamei Kadshim entered the room and insisted the Seir Rosh Chodesh was mechaper for him. All right, so now it's time for a four blabach Hazara. Daf hay, so the simmer daf hay is hay or a haystack. So here goes. Well, the boy sat on a bale of hay. Hey, that must be on daf hay. Well, the boy sat on a bale of hay, learning from his Rebbe that a dead sheretz is tamei, which would eventually become ne'elam from him, which reminds us, tonight I'm discussing the source that a carbon for tumas mikdash kedoshav requires yediyah betchila, initial awareness of his tumah and the relevant kadshim prohibitions. Rebbe says, v'ne'elam makol shiyada, and it was concealed implies that he previously knew. Abaye explains that Rebbe holds Yediyas Beis Rabbo Shema Yediyah. Knowledge from one's schoolhouse is called adequate knowledge. Since he surely once learned that a sheretz makes one tamei, and he felt himself touching the sheretz, Rebbe considers this sufficient awareness for a carbon, although he never realized he became tamei. The Mishnah's case of one who never had initial awareness is Betinok Shenishba Lebeina Nachrim, with a child taken captive by Gentiles who never learned the basic laws of Tumah. So while the boy sat on a bale of hay, learning from his Rebbe that a dead sheretz is tameh, which would eventually become ne'elam from him, four farmers were passing bales of hay in and out of the barn, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses why our Mishnah lists four cases of Yetzias Shabbos, and the Mishnah in Shabbos lists eight. Rapapa eventually answers Hasim d'Ikar Shabbos there, where the main topic is laws of Shabbos. It teaches cases of carbon liabilities and also cases which are putter. But our Mishnah only teaches cases of Chiyuv. The four cases of chiyuv are two cases of hotzah, taking out, and two cases of hachnasa, bringing in. Although the cases are listed as yitzios, Ravashi demonstrates that this term is also used for hachnasa, because any removing of an object from its place can be called taking out. So while the boy sat in a bale of hay learning from his Rebbe that a dead sheretz is tamei, which would eventually become ne'elam from him, four farmers were passing bales of hay in and out of the barn, each farmer having a different shade of tzaras, which reminds us, the first mission in the Gaim states, Maros Nagaim Shnaim Shehna Arba, appearances of tzaras are two which are actually four. Number one, Beharis Azakashelog, Beharis is intensely white like snow. Number two, Shniela Kisid HaHechel, secondary to it is white like lime plaster of the Hechel. Number three, Seis Katsemer Lavan, Seis is like white wool. And number four, Shniela Kakrumbesa, secondary to it is white like an egg membrane. The first and third are the primary avos, and the second and fourth are secondary toldos, each listed after its av. A tolda can combine with its own av to comprise the minimum shear of a grease for tzaras, but a tolda cannot combine with another tolda or other av. Dav vav, so the simmer dav vav is a sword because a vav is straight, like a sword. So here goes. The sword collector, sword, that must be on dav vav. The sword collector with the unique tzaras sword that had four shades of white listed by name on the blade, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses why the four shades of tzaras are listed by name. Rabbi Akiva answered that they taught the four shades of tzaras to teach kol kohen she'eino baki behen ubishmozen in royinus and nagaim. Any kohen who is not an expert in identifying them and their names may not examine tzaras. So the sword collector with the unique tzaras sword that had four shades of white listed by name on the blade, use it to prick his assistant's arm to drip different amounts of drops of blood into four cups of milk, which reminds us the Gemara brings the mashal of Rav Akiva's list of Nagaim, which is milk mixed with drops of blood. So the sword collector with the unique tzaras sword that had four shades of white listed by name on the blade, use it to prick his assistant's arm to drip different amounts of drops of blood into four cups of milk. As he stood on a beharis colored spot that looked deeper than the surrounding floor, was apprenticed to 1 foot on a say spot that looked a bit raised, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the sources for the four shades of tzaras. Abai says that we know beharis is the most intense white because the pasuk says, im beharis levanahi, and if it's a white beharis teaching, he levana, ve'inacheris levana, it is truly white, and no other shade is truly white. Abraisa states, Beharis Amuka, a Beharis spot appears deeper than the nearby skin because of its intense whiteness. As the Pasuk says, and its appearance is deeper than the skin, meaning like the appearance of the sun, which is deeper than the nearby shade. Dav Zayin, so the Simmer Dav Zayin is Kli Zayin, a weapon, and we use a gun. So here goes. The armed guard from the Ovior security firm, armed guard, that must be on Dav Zayin, Kli Zayin, weapon, gun. The armed guard from the Olav Yort security firm, who found a tummy eating a sandwich and verified that it was Kajim and not Truma, which reminds us, Gemara brings the source of the carbon Olav Yort, it's for Tumas Mikdash Kadoshav, not Truma. So the armed guard from the Olav Yort security firm, who found a tummy eating a sandwich and verified that it was Kajim and not Truma, and warned his friend that if he seasons it with the Katoris, then he'll also be Chayiv Karetz, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses Shalosh Krisos Beshlamim, and that there's a Malchokas if one gets Karetz for eating inedible Kachim, like Katoris, while Tame. So the armed guard from the Olav Yort security firm, who found a Tame eating a sandwich and verified that it was Kachim and not Truma, and warned his friend that if he seasons it with the Katoris, then it'll also be Chayiv Karetz, watch his partner escort the Kohen Gadol with the Seir HaNaz Bifnim on behalf of those who entered the Mikdash who once knew they were Tame, but subsequently forgot, which reminds us, more brings a source that the Sir Hanaz Mifnim is for Yesh Yadia Betchila Ve'in Yadia Besof and not for other tumos. Dav Ches, so the Simon Dav Ches is Chala, and we often use a baker in the Simon. So here goes. The baker who told the Yoledis Metzora and Nazir that his famed Sir HaPanimi shaped Chala, Chala, baker, that must be more on Dav Ches. The baker who told the Yoledis Metzora and Nazir that his famed Sir HaPanimi shaped challah was not for them, since they didn't sin, which reminds us, the Sir HaPanimi is for tuma resulting in a sin, not other tumos, such as the Yoledis Metzora and Nazir, where their carbon is only for the tuma and not the sin. So the baker who told the Yoledis Metzora and Nazir that his famed Sir HaPanimi shaped challah was not for them, since they didn't sin, and sold it to his Yediyah B'tchila client to protect him from Yisurin until he becomes aware, which reminds us, the Sir HaPanimi suspends one's tumah sin, l'hagin alav mina Yisurin, to protect him from suffering for his sin until he becomes aware of it and brings his carbon. So the baker told the Yoledes Metzora and Nazir that his famed Sira Panimi-shaped challah was not for them since they didn't sin, and sold it to his Yediyah B'tchila client to protect him from Yisurin until he becomes aware, baked his Seira Chitzon-shaped challah for one who only had a Yediyah B'sof in a separate oven, since it had a separate kapara that was Achas B'shana, which reminds us, the Gemara explains why the Sira Panimi and the Sira Chitzon do not also affect each other's atonement. The Gemara explains that the pasuk of the Panimi says, an arn will affect atonement upon its horns, Achas, one, teaching, Kapara Achas Mechaper, Ve'en Mechaper Shtei Kaparos. The Panimi affects one atonement, but it does not affect two atonements. The Gemara then asks the reverse question that the Chitzon should also affect the Panimi's atonement, where he knew beforehand. This would be relevant for a tumah violation which occurred after the panimi was brought before the chitzon. It answers the pasuk says achas b'shana, once a year, teaching kapar zu lo tehe ela achas b'shana. This atonement of the panimi shall only be once a year. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do you want the sources for the four shades of tsaras? That's on Dav. Vav. Good. Number two. Which stuff do we discuss shalosh krisos b'shlamim and the machokas whether one gets karas for eating inedible? Kachim al tame, that's on Dav. Zion. Good. Number three. Which stuff do you in the Rishimun holds that the Siri Rosh Chodashim atoned for a tahor who ate tame kachim, which is derived from the tzitz? That's on Dav. Taz. Good. Number four. Which stuff do we have the mashal of Rabbi Kiva's list of nagaim, which is milk mixed with drops of blood? That's on Dav. Vav. Good. Number five. Which of them in the Rabbi Darshan's the repeated Ne'alam and Ne'alam to obligate one both for Helam Tuma and Helam Mikdash? That's on Dav. Dalad. Good. Number six. Which stuff do we learn that the Sira Rosh Chodesh and Sira Regalim are for Tumas Mikdash and Kedoshav with no awareness but is Sofa Yodea, destined to become known? That's on Dav. Taz. Good. Number seven. Which did we have the first interpretation of the Mishnah, that the Mishnah falls Rabbi Yishmael and the Shmuel's liabilities are for Malkus? That's on Dav. Gimel. Good. Number eight. Which stuff do we learn that the Seer Rosh Chodesh are a Chatas Lashem? That's on Dav. Tess. Good. Number nine. Which stuff do we learn that one gets Malkus for cutting off Tzaras? That's on Dav. Dalit. Good. Number 10. Which stuff brought the source that the carbon oil of a yord is for Tumas Mikdash Ukadashav and not for Truma? That's on Dav. Zion. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.